This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Every month, the Conference Board puts out something called its Leading Economic Index, sometimes people shorthand it as LEI, or you may hear Leading Economic Indicators. Leading because it's supposed to give us a sense of what's ahead for the economy. And the numbers out today indicate, yet again, that a recession is coming. But that recession hasn't materialized for many months. Historically, the LEI has been a strong predictor of recessions, but it's not foolproof. On the Staring into the Economic Crystal Ball beat today, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovel looked at exactly what LEI measures and what it doesn't that might be more relevant to today's economy.
Kind of like athlete rankings, the Leading Economic Index crunches 10 different performance stats that hint at future economic activity. Things like consumer expectations, new unemployment applications, and new building permits. Tadevik Sekposyan is with Texas A&M University.
You would know that if people acquired permits, then future economic activity in construction, right, would be coming.
These components were chosen because
when you kind of like throw them against the wall, they tend to start to dip before we officially enter a recession.
But University of Houston economist Dietrich Vollrath says these measures aren't perfect.
It's just the 10 things that looked like they were pretty good at predicting the economy. In the past, we don't update the leading indicators every day.
He says especially after a once-in-a-lifetime event like a pandemic, the LEI may not be as predictive as it once was. Analyst Ed Yardeni calls the index half right.
It's overly biased towards goods. It doesn't give services enough due respect, if you will.
Another skeptic, Aisha Imrahorolu with the University of Southern California, who says there's been no looming recession.
And we still continue to have very low unemployment rate.
She says while the components of LEI may be useful, the index is losing some of its predictive power. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.